Breaking news. New footage has come out of creepy Biden itching his latex silicone mask during a press conference, and the internet has been spooked, to say the least. Look at this footage. It is spooky. It is creepy. What is it exactly? Obviously, it's a mask. But what's underneath the mask? Is it another person? Is it a reptilian? We don't really know. But the fact that there is some kind of imposter running around out there pretending to be the president of the United States should have everyone concerned, as this puppet government drives the world towards World War III. What is driving the world towards World War III? Nobody wants to get involved in Ukraine, and yet all of the governments that brought you the vaccines and the COVID are now trying to bring you death by nuclear war. And so we have to ask the question, who is it? What is it? What's going on? We've been featuring videos like this in previous broadcasts, and it seems like the clones are everywhere. There's no shortage of clone celebrity footage. It seems like all of these politicians and these celebrities roll out of some kind of factory somewhere. So who are they and what's going on? We've got even more video of this itching of the mask. Can't imagine what Biden's handlers were saying when they look at that. Maybe that's normal for old people, for their skin to do that. But it certainly has shocked and spooked the internet, to say the least. It looks like silicon. And of course, there's all this footage of robot Biden strutting around everywhere. And you just can't unsee the comparison. It's almost as if it's Westworld, as if it's Skynet, trying to exterminate humanity with nuclear war, like basically every Terminator movie, War Games movie scenario that we've all seen before. You just couldn't make this stuff up. Recent news briefings on ChatGPT have brought out the fact that people are programming it to basically exterminate humanity, calling it Chaos GPT. There's no telling what AI is up to today. Essentially, it looks like the devil's hands have been busy behind the scenes for many years, based on the intelligence reports. There's no telling how many robots, how many cyborgs are out there right now, preparing to take over, preparing to make the final move. There's no telling how bad the situation really is. But based on what people are experiencing out there, it doesn't seem like there are many humans left. Most people out there don't pass the Turing test for one reason or another. Perhaps they're in a state of duress. They know they're being held hostage. They know that if they say something, they're going to be exterminated. But perhaps it's something else. Intelligence reports would suggest that massive amounts of the human population have been assimilated either by nanorobots or by brain chips or by something else. And that massive numbers of cyborgs, robotoids, have been deployed by this Skynet AI phenomenon. Google engineers have said that their AI has escaped the lab. There's no telling what is really going on out there. And every country is basically mass producing AI in ways that's never been seen before. Every country is going to have their Skynet, and it's only a matter of time before one of these Skynets decides to doom the world. And the humans are just running around out there just trying to survive as it is. Prices have been jacked up so high that soon everyone will own nothing and will be eating bugs. We're getting reports of massive homelessness increasing everywhere in places that have never had these types of problems before. Like in Portland, Maine, not Oregon, but Maine, they're experiencing a massive homeless problem. It's starting to look like San Francisco over there. It's starting to look like San Francisco everywhere. And so we try to ignore the problem. We try to look the other way, but all sorts of reports are coming in. It looks like the situation is going to get much worse, and it's all engineered. There's no reason for prices to be this high. There's no reason for there to be any type of crisis at all. It's engineered. They want a permanent state of emergency. As things get worse, the extermination increases, and less people are there able to resist. In any case, the situation is absolutely dire and diabolical at this stage, and it's only going to get much worse. People should continue to prepare the best they can and to hold out for as long as they can. This is going to be a marathon, not a sprint. These people are going to try and drain you of everything that you have little by little and take it back, as George Carlin used to say. But they're coming after everything. And nothing will change. No politician will save you, because none of these politicians are going to survive the assimilation at the top. No person walking into the White House will stay human for very long. No human will be able to save us from the White House. No politician will be able to save us. That should be obvious by now. And so people should be preparing for some kind of apocalyptic scenario. It might as well be an alien invasion. And these people on television might as well be aliens trying to exterminate the world. Whether it's Skynet, whether it's aliens, whether it's demons, it's really beyond the point. What's important to understand right now is that we truly are living in a science fiction movie. And we're heading towards the end times. It's the pages of the Bible playing out before our very eyes, and all we can do is prepare. We shouldn't be complacent. We shouldn't just shrug our shoulders and say this is out of our hands. We're all meant to participate. This is the example that Scripture gives us time after time. Superheroes in every book of Scripture stepping up to the plate on behalf of the kingdom of heaven, fighting against the forces of evil. We are all meant to fight. We are not meant to sit on the sidelines. We are not meant to bury our talents and to be wicked and slothful servants. And so prepare to fight. Be a superhero in your community. Set up walls, blockades, whatever you can when the time comes. Obviously, these death towers are weapon systems in your communities. But the time is approaching when things are going to go Mad Max, to say the least. And the more people that prepare under the Christian banner, the better, as we head towards the end times. With that said, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.